Now to China. Today, officials in Beijing issued a second air pollution red alert, 1 week after they issued the first ever red alert warning. Air pollution is not a new problem in China, but it seems the response by the Chinese government has reached a new level this month. The Chinese National Weather Center says heavy smog will blanket Beijing through the weekend. Residents there are being told to avoid any outdoor activities, and schools are being asked to cancel all classes. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Beijing. And Anthony, the new red alert covers the weekend. Is there any sign of this heavy smog right now in Beijing?
Well, you know, this evening I watched the sunset over a clear blue sky and city, and the air quality was actually very good. But we're told that smog is going to roll in and the pollution levels are going to go up to about 20 times what the World Health Organization says is safe to breathe. And it's going to just hang over the city until Tuesday. And so they're issuing a red level alert. When this kind of pollution hits the city, you can really smell it and taste it and see it. Visibility goes way down. There's this smoky coal smell that burns your eyes and your nostrils and your throat. It's really a good idea not to go out if you don't have to, and to wear a mask if you do have to.
Now, people in Beijing have had to live with pollution for years. Does a red alert warning mean much to the average citizen? I mean, do people heed these warnings and change their behavior?
Well, you know, this is really all about awareness of pollution. You know, this is a perennial problem. Every year at wintertime, they fire up these coal-powered heating stations, and there's also a lot of car exhaust. And so it's been going on for years, but people haven't really been that aware of it. And even today, still on the street, you see a lot of people walking around without masks, even running for exercise. It's just been in the past 2 years that they've instituted this four-color system of alerts. Only this month, only December of this year, when we've had the first red alerts, which means that schools are recommended to shut down, factories are shut down, and half the cars are pulled off the roads.
Anthony, you mentioned coal, and China still depends on coal for about 60% of its power. But it's also just signed on to this climate change agreement in Paris to reduce carbon emissions. There's some skepticism China is really moving away from coal, are they?
Well, it is moving away from coal, but it's not the only factor in play. Don't forget that the economy is slowing down as it makes a transition from heavily polluting heavy industries and infrastructure building to services and consumption. And as it slows down, they emit, you know, they burn less energy and they emit less carbon. Yes, they're also installing renewable power sources at a tremendous rate. Hmm. And in order to cap their emissions by the year 2030, which is what they've pledged to do, they have to install about as much power as China has now within the next 15 years. But all of it has to be non-fossil fuel and renewable.
Anthony, what else happens when one of these red alerts is issued? Are there any other government restrictions that are put in place that affect ordinary people?
Well, you know, mostly it's the inconvenience to people of not being able to drive their cars on the roads. Half of them come off based on what number their license plates ends in. And, people have to take care of their kids because they can't go to school. So there's a lot of griping about it, and that puts a fair amount of political pressure on the government. The other thing is that, we had an orange alert at the next highest level, and the pollution then was actually worse than the red level. And after that, the central government warned local authorities, if you don't implement your warning system, your red alert system, you're going to be punished. And since then, we've seen two red alerts. So NGO in particular, Greenpeace, said, well, maybe it's just that the Beijing government thinks it's a hassle to implement these red alerts. To which people's response, to citizens' response, is, oh, so it's not a bother for us to have to breathe this pollution. So it really is about rising awareness levels, both of government and of the citizenry about the hazards of the pollution to people's health.
Something of a mixed message. They're trying to get the message out more uniformly that people need to take care.
That's right. They have to do something to protect people, things that they have not been doing for years.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing, bracing for a red alert air pollution wave this weekend. Anthony, thanks for talking with us.
You bet, Eric.